sounds of every kind.
An ear full of music.
A little something extra.
An arm full of you.
Let me show you a few things.
You might have this.
Turn the radio up.
Oh my God, he's not answering. Yo.
This shit is crazy.
God.
Drop that shit.
Wow. Just enough to phone me into the mothership, Ty. To the Earth, the Earthful mothership.
Man, here we are.
We are over the interwebs, my friend. Wow.
Here we are doing this thing from afar. But we're going to keep it funky.
We are going to keep it funky. And for those of you tuning in, this is the Earful. And this is Earful 18. And what are we calling it, Ty?
Barely Legal 18?
Yeah, we'll call it that. We'll go with that. And with that and that, you get me, Tom, and my buddy Ty.
Hey, hey!
And we're doing this little experiment here, this new thing. I obviously have moved a bit away from my buddy Ty, so now we got to do this thing remotely with the love and the essence of the interwebs.
You son of a bitch.
So this is our kind of first test and foray into this, so I think it's going to be pretty interesting. We got all new recording methods, we're trying things, we're using technology, but we're still jamming music and we're throwing down 12 tracks every episode of the freaking Earful.
The way we do it. Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Ty, how you been, dude?
Yeah, life's all right, man. Couple fun projects this week. Did some puppeteering.
Puppeteering, you know. Ty? What the hell?
Whatever the job calls for is what I saw. But, yeah. And even though I'm kind of mad at Spectrum, just because my internet's never good, I did a job with them, and that was also kind of fun.
Those motherfuckers. We always got to give to that corporate, you know, corporate hand, man. Pay the popper.
I told them off.
Damn right. I would have too, man. You got to preach. And we like to preach here at the Earful. We like to preach new music, music we stumble upon. Ty and I are music brethren, so we're always sharing our cool tunes. And we get do's and don'ts, but we do try to share the creme de la creme with you guys. And we do that every week here for the Oh No Radio Show. And when can we watch that, Ty? I'm sorry, listen.
You can listen in any Thursday you like. We're all, usually 8:30, sometimes 9:30, but, you know. Tune in at Mixler.com/Ono Radio Show for the live show, or, you know, you can always catch us on Podbean or iTunes, any of that fine assortment.
Just search it. Search and you shall find.
So Ty, what are we jamming on?
So Ty, let us roll in to our Earful, and we started that off with a little Dynasty, and that's my Shit Hot Sound System, and that's off Saturday EP 2015. Album, and that's he's a music producer from Essex, England, man. He just mix up some funky
shit.
I gotta
high five you because I just found this like 2 weeks ago too, man.
Yes.
I've been jamming.
Awesome,
that.
Dude. We turned over some the same rock on the internet there and found it. Love it.
Delicious.
Well, Ty,
shit hot.
Ty,
delicious.
You have the honor of starting us off on this countdown.
Yeah.
I really dug this, Ty.
Yeah, man, this is also kind of my world music kick, but let it jam on you for a second.
How do you say the name, Ty?
Sotomayor, I believe.
Sotomayor. Sotomayor. Get it on, Sotomayor.
And this is off new album, Conquistador, song called Africa, and it jams.
Africa.
It's a good electronic album that's very, you know, it's got all these flavors.
It's fucking awesome. How's the album, Ty? Is it up to par? Is it all like this?
It is up to par, actually. It's a good listen. It's all pretty upbeat. But...
Ooh, a little singy.
Yeah.
I like it, Ty.
Drop it.
That's tight, Ty. Alright, well, get after that, Sotomayor. Sotomayor. You're right, Sotomayor. Alright. This is Gold Fur. Nightwalk. Nightwalk, baby. Yeah. Gold Fur is a dreamy new musical duo. I love that description.
Dreamy.
So dreamy. It is dreamy. It's a nice dream. I don't know what kind of dream this would be, but
man, that's a sexy fat dream right now.
Ooh.
Even though you're a far con, I am dancing.
I was gonna ask you. I mean, I would hope that we're like both. It's like the invisible high five. We have to both be invisible chair dancing to each other. Yeah, baby. Oh. Yeah, that album is basically same thing. It's just a lot of that pasty stuff.
Yes, sir.
Ty, I really like this. I've dug these guys for a bit.
Yeah, you've been jamming on that?
Yeah, I dig it. I remember hearing their album a couple of years ago.
They snuck up on me, man. It's all this EDM stuff that's, you know, hip.
Yeah. This Coachella shit.
Hippies? But I like the feels.
Yeah, hippie sabotage.
Sure.
Get it.
Sexy.
It is sexy, yeah. Dude. Oh.
Song is Drifter off that named album Drifter. This just came out this year. Hippie Sabotage Sacramento. And they are. They're an EDM duo composed of brothers Kevin and Jeff Sauer.
Sauer. With it's certainly sour. Not sour. It's sweet.
It's kind of a turn the lights down low and what's up lately
yeah,
kind of song.
It is. It's it makes you want to be on the beach. In California. Yeah. Definitely get on that.
Yeah.
Sassy McFrassy. This is Hearts. H-A-R-T-S. Fear in Me is the name of the song off of Smoke, Fire, Hope, Desire, a 2016 album. It's rockin'. What you want from me? You could put trouble all
around, terror on the streets. This is one you snuck to me early. I've
yeah.
been going through their discography pretty good.
Oh yeah. I know.
Man,
so
Australia has the fucking scene right now.
Dude, I know. I was just gonna say that, man. That Australia just tends to breed some super sick fucking music talent in the past couple years.
It's a hotbed.
Yeah, this guy's Darren Hart, better known as Hearts. And he's just the full package, multi-instrumentalist from Melbourne, Australia. He's got a super rocky vibe. Psychedelic rock. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. I love these guys, man.
Good, yeah, I never heard of them, Ty. I mean, this was, I dug this track.
You never listened to them?
No.
100 in the Hands, no?
No. The 100 in the Hands, I love that name.
They have a couple good albums. They have kind of a bad reputation for being a little bit douchey, but the music's
that's a
great.
shitty problem to have. God.
The music's great, though. I mean, like,
yeah.
I dig.
Let it take you there.
It's about to roll in. Red eyes rising, loving the black stack.
High above the earth in an aeroplane. Stacked up in satellites trying to explain.
Sing it, girl.
Yeah, dude, it's really good. From Brooklyn, huh? Brooklyn.
Brooklyn band.
Yeah, man.
American electronic duo. Yeah, 2008. Wasn't all that long ago, almost 10 years, I guess, but I feel like I've been jamming on them for a good while.
I dig it, man.
They've always, the vibe's always been good.
It's a super good vibe. I'll have to go back and explore.
I'll send you one or two albums, man.
You'll ooh. Tunes, Kloss.
We should remind you folk out there, you know, if you're listening, we're doing some homework for you. Don't be afraid to go support whatever band or you know, musical group that may be that you love through Spotify, iTunes, whatever you may use.
Amen to that, brother. And that's true. And that's all we ask is, hey, you like something we're playing on here? Go explore it. And there's so many options now that you can. You can even go to your local music store and support them.
Go to that record store.
Go to that record store, yo, and grab that LP, grab a freaking CD, and be that guy that buys a CD. But still be that guy that buys a CD and give back to the artist. Just like we give you the tasty treats here, you know, at the Airfall.
I really
dug this one, man. Childhood. This is track 6. Californian Light off Universal High 2017.
Them English jams.
Jiggity jiggity jam. Me a Love. Childhood are an English rock band formed in 2010 in Nottingham. Wow, we're all about the UKers on this episode of the Earful. Owen's gonna love this episode.
Hell yeah, man. I'm loving it too.
Yeah, dude, this is even better. I think, you know, Ty and I always kind of share tunes with each other via text a lot. But I think Earfuls will take on a special meaning now. It's almost like unwrapping Christmas gifts under the tree every fucking week.
I felt that way for a while, man. I usually wait to, you know, explore what you picked until after that.
Yeah. Ty, I really admired you for putting this up in the lineup. I totally dig this band.
Hell yeah, man! I found this album and I was fucking rocking this. I think Owen will throw the game in this too. Yeah. And this here is A Place to Bury Strangers. The song is straight off Transfixiation. 2015 album, man. More New York than, you know.
Yeah, American noise rock band, baby. And they are just that. Oh, yeah.
Don't take it slow. Won't mass approve. I don't remember how I stumbled across this, but I'm glad it fell in front of my palate because I dig.
Yeah, my buddy, a roommate of mine, have really dug this band, and they were just kind of, it almost outplayed it, but I totally dug them. And you should go back and just jam that shit hard.
Do it.
Do it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, yeah. So this was a super rando find. This is, I love the name of it. Weirdo.
Me too.
Weirdo plus Co. And the track is Heartbreaker off of a single called Heartbreaker. And they are a trio of indie pop makers from Berlin. And they jam.
Hell yeah. It's got some soul.
Yeah, it's got some sauce to it, you know, some stank. But again, it's just a single, so I don't think there's been anything else put out in, and it's on its heels, really, so who knows?
Weirdo & Co.
What else you got for us, Weirdo & Co? Ah, Ty, this one was good, dude. There's another band I totally dig.
Let that sauce, yeah, let it hit you.
Let the sauce hit you. The band named after the swear word, what everybody loves.
Oh my fuck! If you listeners out there have never listened to Holy Fuck, I'm glad I can introduce it to you all.
Oh yeah, if you've never listened to Holy Fuck, you should totally go back and listen to all their early shit, and they've consistently put out good shit. And they are Canadians again. I love that they're from Nova Scotia too, because dude, Nova Scotia is just in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I could see how you'd make a band called Holy
some
Fuck.
Weird cabin. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
This song, by the way, is Chains. Bird Brains, their EP that just came out this year, and it's a good fucking EP. Jams hard.
Yeah, dude. They just can drive a fucking beat. Ugh. Good lord, good lord. Wake up the neighbors.
What are they doing over there? Send it down the party.
Yeah, get on that, Holy Fuck. Get on these guys, too. I dug these guys. Blood Cultures. Phospholid? Or Phospholipid? Pid? It's got a crazy name I can't pronounce right now, but it's off Happy Birthday.
Phospholipid.
Ooh, you got it. Winner dinner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. He's got it. Phospholipid. I can't even say it. But that they're a New Jersey electronic solo artist, and it's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really
I'm dancing
cool.
Again.
Oh, for sure. It's super cool. The album's very good. It's a lot of this, you know? It's probably somebody in their freaking home studio making this shit, you know?
Mm.
Some good summer jams right there. Sit out, grill a burger, listen to some Blood Cultures, and then listen to some Arcade Fire because they fucking rock too.
Man, I had almost given up on Arcade Fire, but
oh, they came through big time with this release, and I'm glad it at least made it on this year full, you know, because I mean I do dig Arcade Fire, you know, but they had grown a little stale for a while, but I'm glad they came back in a big way.
Yeah, man, and their last album they collaborated with, you know, our James Murphy, our LCD
I know.
Hero.
This has so much fucking awesome swankiness to
it. Came out flat. That album just came out flat, but this album has some sauce on it.
Let's let the Arcade Fire sing to you. Signs of Life.
Those cool kids stuck in the past. Palms of cigarette ash. Wait outside until it begins. Won't be the first ones in. Spend your life waiting in line. You find it hard to define, but you do it all the time. And you do it again. For signs of life, looking for signs every night. There's no signs of life, so we do it again.
Oh man,
yeah man,
way to go, Arcade Fire, getting in there. It was a solid album. I would say I liked probably 80% of it.
I'm with you. That's about right.
That's awesome. That's great. But it's true, you know. Sometimes you just really like, you know, either dig like the full album, or there might be the few tracks. It had a couple meh tracks on it.
I totally hear you.
Dude, yeah. And with that, we come to the end of our first experimental episode, which will probably end up being a disaster, but we did try, and I feel like
we
get at least a B- for this episode, Ty. Okay?
All right.
But I'll take that to passing grade. But we always have fun doing this. This is Blonde, All Cried Out, and we're all cried out right now. So... Yeah, but we did it, man. And we're going to continue to do it and continue to do earfuls because they're fun. We like this, man. It's our outlet for music. I hope it's an outlet for you guys. I hope you're enjoying listening to the stuff that we're throwing up here. And maybe you hate it. You can hate it and fuck you. But,
fuck you.
You know, we're still going to do this. And we always ask, too, hey, do you want us to listen to something? Because you should really tell us what to listen to, okay? Just tell us.
Yeah, get in our Ono radio show. Jump in that group and get on that earful. Give us shout outs.
Yeah, what should we be listening to? Here, just dance with us for a minute. We'll be right back.
Yeah!
When you wake up, there'll be no sound, no one left to kiss when you turn around. I leave my heartbreak in the dark cold of your bed with every tear I shed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
so cried out. Listen, ladies, if you just broke up with your boyfriend, this is your anthem, okay? I'd be blaring this out of my Volkswagen Beetle like it was going out of style, all right?
Yeah.
Well, Ty, you know, we are contractually obligated now to do this next thing.
Ow!
Enjoy.
Under the covers.
Under the covers.
Yeah.
Tom, I love this fucking segment song so much.
My sexy voice?
Kills me every time.
Under the covers. That's right. If you've never listened to the show, Under the Covers is a segment we like to do at the end of some of our shows. We are segment people. We come from Ono Radio Show. How can we not be segment people?
Gotta have a segment.
Gotta have a segment. And basically what we do is we just take our favorite songs and we compare them to their covers. And those covers can be better or worse. Okay, dude. I found an interesting one. We all know good old Nirvana. You know, Nirvana's just like, it's so funny to me now because like now Nirvana's classic rock. That's my shit. You know what I mean? Like that's weird that like that's like the one thing on rotation in every classic rock station. Now, I always hear Smells Like Teen Spirit and this next one, Come As You Are. And if you don't know who Nirvana is, put on a sweater vest and shoot up and just listen to everything. I mean, this is just this is the fucking anthem to this kind of music.
Yeah, man.
I mean, where were you when you listened to this, Ty? What were you, what was young Ty like when you listened to this? Oh, hold on, I didn't hear you, Ty. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's cool. I'm still here. Hello.
Talk to me, Ty. So, all right, we'll try that again. What? Where were you? Take me. Where was Ty when this was out?
Ty was in a band, cover band, played a lot of songs, but never did Nirvana. We were a little bit heavier, you know.
Nice.
But we all had to listen to it. There was no escaping it.
There was no escaping it, too, dude. There was so no escaping it.
Get me wrong.
Yeah, man. Yeah, of course. I mean, I think I have a little soft spot for Nirvana in my heart. You know, I grew up with it, listened to it, wore flannels to it. All right, so here's that same song, but way fucking different. But almost interestingly different and kind of cool. This is by Bebo Best and the Super Lounge Orchestra. Come as you are.
You say Super Lounge Orchestra?
Yep. Oh, ho, ho.
Come as you are, as you were,
ooh,
as I want you to be.
It's an interesting way to listen to it as sung by a woman, actually.
I do.
Yeah, I dig too. Oh.
She sounds pretty good, but it's really the loungy orchestra thing.
It's a strange concoction. I guess putting this up against the OG is tough because the OG just, it has to be that way almost, you know? It's like as much as you can dress up this song and give it a style and like they're doing it kind of loungy-esque. Where you're still just whittling away what made it so goddamn good in the first place. But that little riff is great.
It's a tough call. It's a great song. You gotta let those have it. But
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think you know what? It's hands down, dude. It's got to go to the OGs. It's got to go to the OGs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's how that's gonna go. All right, so whatever. But that whole album, Bebo Best, is interesting. It's all like they're covering different, you know, pop songs and different songs in this lounge style with her singing. So it's worth checking out if you want to hear some cool shit. But that is it, my friend. That literally just wraps up this episode. And again, disclaimer, I'm not going to say this is going to be the best sounding or recorded episode of The Earful, but we're still trying to get this done. And eventually it will be 100% efficient. We promise you that. Nothing but the best. And you can make sure to check out all our past episodes of The Earful over at www.onoearful.com. And that's part of Ono Radio Show, which is www.onoradioshow.com. And that's live every Thursday nights, 8:30 p.m. at www.mixler.com/Ono Radio Show. And I can't believe I said all that fast.
You did that really well.
Yeah, man, that was some fucking Micro Machines, man, shit. we're also on Twitter, Real Ono Radio Show. That's the Real ONRS. You can follow us on there. And we do this every week, at least we try to. And
yeah.
I think we've done pretty good so far, and we're going to keep marching forward.
We're on schedule, damn it.
I think we're on schedule, Ty, for sure, man. And, you know, Ty and I, we do our homework, and eventually we get 6 tracks each, submit them into a playlist. And like we said, too, we want to put your tracks into the playlist, too. We start doing some user submission sections or something, and that'd be fun, you know? I'd love to hear what you guys are listening
to. We'd love to hear what you're hearing.
And Ty, cheers to you, friend, for trying this grand experiment. It's nice to.
What are you gonna ride us out on, man?
I don't know, man. All right, it's kind of that daunting task of picking that one track. I think we're going to listen to some Gold Fur. All right, and with that,
yeah,
I am Tom, and.
Hey, man, I'm Ty. Before we go, you got to tell me how it is in Atlanta, dude.
Oh, Hotlanta, dog. I see it's weird that I shouldn't be calling it Hotlanta. But Atlanta, dude, it's going pretty good. I am acclimating myself to being a kind of a working man and on my schedule. I got through my second week this past week, and it's all right, man. It's settling in. I'm feeling like I can manage.
Good deal.
But I miss you, dude. I miss my pals. I miss the Ono Radio Show family. And, dude, I'm just glad I get to still hear your voice and, like, we get to share awesome jams together. That's the best part.
We have to keep it alive.
We will keep it alive, dude. Thanks so much, Ty, for calling up and just trying this thing. And thanks to everybody who listens. Cheers to those ears.
Cheers to those ears.
Much love, peeps. Lights.
We hope you enjoyed the music.